Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 333. Today, Kane asks, what if you realize you started publishing your doctoral million words a little too early? You put them out before you were truly ready. What should be done with those public words now? Well, Kane, you've got basically three choices, or four choices. One, pull them down, hide them in a drawer, and never let anyone see them ever again. Two, pull them down, then recover them and republish them under a pen name. Three, repackage them as early works of yours. You know, make it clear to the audience that these are early works and they are on the market intended for fans. There's all sorts of ways you can cue this subtly without coming out in front and saying, I'm sorry, these aren't very good. But you can package them in a way that will appeal to completists of your oeuvre while deterring the casual audience member who might be turned off to the rest of your work by books that are early and not up to your normal standard. And finally, if you want to go down this road, you can pull them and rewrite them. And that's dicey, and I'm not really a big fan of that kind of thing, but some people have occasionally made it work. Of course, the fifth option is just to leave them alone and do nothing. And chalk it up to experience and let the buyer beware on their own. Meantime, you may catch readers that way. I've got two short stories up, Control Room and The Coffee Service, which I wrote way, way, way back at the beginning of my adult writing career. And I distinguish that because I wrote a lot as a kid, but then during college, I kind of gave up. And then when I came back into it, I came into it with a different attitude. I had read a lot about being a professional writer, and I came into it thinking, well, I'm going to really go for this and not just write as if I hope someday I'll be good enough. I'm going to start writing as if I'm good enough now and hope that I'll eventually grow into that. Two of the early stories from those are ones that I wound up considering good enough to let loose on the public. I consider them to be kind of weak, but not all of the audience agrees. I've gotten some amazing fan mail on those stories. What really matters is the audience's reaction. It doesn't matter my opinion. My opinion of those stories is colored by who I was when I wrote them. You know, I'm 20 years older now than I was then. I've got a different perspective on everything, and I'm hypercritical of the weaknesses in my early writing because I worked so hard to overcome them. But the audience with whom those stories connect don't care. One of them was even, I don't know if it is anymore, one of them was even a cited source on Wikipedia for quite a while. It was a parable illustrating the Cartesian theater, that's what it was. And I got a lot of readers from that, which was tickling to be sure, but I kept looking at people coming in, I'm going, no, they're coming into one of my worst stories. But it's obviously not one of my worst stories to them, and that's the thing that winds up mattering. If you want to look at another story of mine that I did the pull down and rewrite and then republish type of thing, look at We Create Worlds, which was another story that was written contemporaneously with Control Room and The Coffee Service, but that I felt I had not done justice to, and so I actually pulled it and I threw out the whole story and I rewrote it from scratch. The same basic story, same basic plot, but with a concentration on the character and whatnot and not looking and doing it without keeping my eyes on the original story. And that one worked pretty well, and I felt really good about releasing that one. And I'm still really proud of that one. It's one of the stories I really enjoy. And of course, it's also one of those that never sells. It's also not packaged very well, but I'll get around to repackaging it someday. Anyway, those are good questions. Those are your five basic options, and a different one might be appropriate for each different story. You're going to have to use your own judgment on that. Whatever you try to do, I wouldn't worry too much about it. The world is full of mediocre stories, and what happens to them is people forget about them. And unless you so offend a reader with your ineptitude that they feel like you've gypped them by taking their money, they're probably not, after a year or two, they're not going to remember your name well enough to remember that they hated that first story of yours that they read. So, it's a big world. Lots of stories, lots of readers. Don't worry about it too much. Make the decision based on what you think is the best course for that particular story and for your overall career. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.